Amen. I'm so glad to have my wonderful wife with me. We are experiencing great revival. Thank you for all your prayers. Good to see the young people woke up and came to church this afternoon. Missed you all this morning. Hallelujah. Except for like two of you. You were here. That's right. The rest of you, we're going to pray you through hopefully in a few minutes. Hallelujah. John chapter 3, verse number 1. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night, said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. And Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus saith unto him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? And Jesus answered, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said unto thee, you must be born again. Acts chapter 2, in case you're wondering where I'm going. Hallelujah. Verse 37. Acts chapter 2, verse number 37. And when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart, and said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, Men and brethren, what shall we do? And Peter said unto them, Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Promises unto you and to your children, to all that are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. Look at your neighbor and say, Do you want to be saved? If you are a visitor today, I am preaching to you. If you've not been baptized in Jesus' name and you're a home folk, I am definitely preaching to you. And if you've never received the Holy Ghost or it's been a long time since you had, you're in that group too. We're preaching to you. So everybody get ready. Jesus, loose your anointing and your authority and your power. I pray for miracles, signs, and wonders to break loose in this atmosphere. I pray, oh God, somebody's sin to be washed away completely. Cover somebody with your blood. Fill somebody with your spirit. Deliver those that are bound. Heal those that are sick, I pray. In the name of Jesus, can you clap your hands to the Lord? Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost. Here we go. Praise the name of Jesus. You may be seated. You can do a lot of things in life. You can become anything you want to be with the proper help, proper education, and the proper desire and passion. You can be anything you want to be. You can earn all the money on the planet. You can do everything you want if you try your best. And you may be a success in life if you dedicate yourself with everything you have to that cause. But if you want to go to heaven, there is only one way to get there. You can walk all the old ladies across the street that you want. You can look the best, dress the best, act the nicest. But if you want to get to heaven, it won't be your good deeds or your good looks, sweetheart. The only way to get there, you must be born of the water and you must be born of the Spirit. Can I get a witness of anybody in the house? If you want to be... What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood. You can take this whole world, but if you give me Jesus, I'll see you on the other side in victory. You can confess He's your Savior all day long. That will not get you to heaven. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. One more thing. It matters how you're baptized also. This is Bible study 101, Sunday afternoon. Hallelujah. I hope you didn't come to sleep, because if you are, I will come find you. But it matters how you are baptized if you want to go to heaven. You cannot be baptized in the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost and go to heaven. I should have had more witnesses than that in here. Well, what about Matthew 28:19, preacher? Thank you. Glad you brought that up. The Bible says you got to be baptized in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. And Jesus said, I and my Father are one. And if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. So what that tells me is there's a name. Father doesn't do nothing for me. Son does nothing for me. But when you call on the name of Jesus, every demon in hell has to back up. There's power in the name of Jesus. There's authority in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I like what the old preacher said. He said, I trust the name of Jesus. I praise the name of Jesus. I worship the name of Jesus. I bless my food in the name of Jesus. I baptize in the name of Jesus. I cast out devils in the name of Jesus. I lay hands on the sick in the name of Jesus. There's only one name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. It's the name above every name. It's the name of the strong tower. They're in and are saved. Somebody shout yes. Look at your neighbor and ask them, you've been baptized in Jesus' name? Now answer the question. I'm going to stir up every devil in Muncie right now. There is no way you're leaving this service without knowing the truth. You may have been able to go to Judgment Day up until now and you get to heaven and say, well, I never knew how to be saved. But as of this moment forward, the rest of your life, you will never be able to stand before God and say, I didn't know how to get to heaven, because you have officially been told the way to get there. You must be born of the water and you must be born of the Spirit. You've got to be baptized in His name. It's not optional. It's not a suggestion. It's a commandment from the Almighty God. You want to go see glory? You've got to go down in the right name. I was preaching Jacksonville, Florida a few weeks ago. Walking up and down the aisles just screaming like a crazy kid. And no one was paying attention. I'm sure they didn't care what I was saying. I got halfway around the back. I'm sorry, I keep messing that up. I'll stand over here. I feel like I'm in trouble. And I was preaching. I was walking half in the back, and I saw these two guys that I never saw before. One of these long dreadlocks. The other one looked just like Snoop Dogg. Does anyone know who Snoop Dogg is? All the white people said no. Unbelievable. Well, anyway, Snoop Dogg's this rapper that needs Jesus. This guy could have passed for his twin. He was like 6'10", had a little bun on top of his head, like 12 pounds. He's sitting back there, a little smirk. And I was like, oh, Lord, you shouldn't have pointed him out to me. And his other buddy was kind of sitting there like he was his bodyguard or something. And I said to them, I said, you do know God died for your sins too, right? He's like, yeah. I was like, you're high as a kite. He's like, yeah. I said, you can act all hard and tough around me and fool everybody in this room, but God made you. And if you're going to get delivered of your sins, you're going to have to get real with Him, because you ain't faking Him out when it comes to getting into heaven. You're not going to say, yeah, I was baptized, hoping He didn't see. He's going to know if you have or not. And he sat there kind of looking at me. He said, yeah, I got done preaching, made the altar call. He sat back there. I said, I don't know what got on me, but I looked at him. I said, I'm talking to you. You are the one I preached to. He said, yeah. I was like, stop saying yeah. I was like, will you come up here? He's like, yeah. Like, well, we're doing good here. You're on your way. So we get him in the altar. And his other buddy kind of stands back. He ain't moving yet. And He gets right next to the platform's about this high. He gets right next to the pulpit. I'm looking up at him. I mean, I know I'm short, but I ain't that short where it's like, I was like, can I pray for you to get the Holy Ghost? He's like, yeah. I said, okay, first thing, you need to have a little emotion when you're going after God. Well, it's not all about emotion. I guarantee you, something happens strong enough in your life, you'll get emotional. So he raised his hands. He said, I don't know how to pray. I said, it's okay. You don't know how to pray. This is what's awesome about Jesus. I said, you're about to get the Holy Ghost. He said, what's the Holy Ghost? I said, it's God. I said, he's going to be inside you. How does that happen? I said, I just preached about it for 30 minutes. I said, well, what's going to happen is you're going to raise your hands, you're going to worship God, you're going to repent of your sins, and heavenly language is going to come out of your mouth. It's not going to make any sense to you. It's the Spirit of God coming out of your mouth. He said, okay. I said, that's better than yeah. He raised his hands. I started praying for him. I said, what's your name? He said, Earl. I said, okay, Earl, let's go. Started praying, and I got about halfway, and I was the only one praying. I said, Earl, one key note, you will not get the Holy Ghost if you don't open your mouth. You can fill a glass all the way to the top. It ain't going to be full till it comes to the brim of the mouth. Comes out. I said, the only way God's going to get out of your mouth is if you open it. He said, okay. Here, what do I say? I said, tell him I love you, Jesus. I need you, Jesus. Don't you need him? He said, yeah. I said, you're going backwards now. Come on. He started praying. I said, Earl, in about 1 minute, you're going to get the Holy Ghost. He said, yeah. He said, Jesus. And all of a sudden, something got on him, and he didn't expect it. He started shaking that arm. He said, oh, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Bam! And God filled him with the Holy Ghost right in front of everybody. Started talking in tongues. I said, Earl, you want to get all your sins washed away? He said, yeah, right now, please. I said, go back there. We're gonna get you all changed up. He goes in the back. His buddy's sitting with his arms folded. I said, you want? I said, I didn't think so. But he didn't know how stubborn I was. And so everyone got, the baptistry was back here, and they all got ready to watch Earl get baptized. And he was watching. And I said, you want to watch your buddy get baptized? He's like, yeah. I said, clear the way. Get him right next to the water. See, he thought he was going to watch a show. I knew he's about to get wet. And he's sitting up there, and we baptized Earl. We baptized another. We baptized another one. We started baptizing left and right. I said, you do know you're supposed to be baptized too, right? He said, yeah. I said, what's holding you back? He said, nothing. I said, let's go. So he goes back there. We baptize his buddy. We baptize him. We're almost all the way done. 7 people have been baptized. They're all going crazy. Bunch of people got the Holy Ghost. I walk out in the hallway to go to the office. There's an older man, long black dreadlocks, long white beard, got a cane, and the most horrible thing in the world, had a Dallas Cowboys jacket on. I knew he, and my family needs to be saved over here too, but I knew he needed to be delivered that moment right there. I got the microphone. Sorry, y'all. Hey. So he's sitting there and he's leaning over his cane. I said, hey, you need to be baptized. He said, I'm doing it right now, preacher. I said, good. So he walked like this, and they got him up to the front, and they got him in the baptistry, and they had to slowly pick him up and set him down. They baptized him. He came out of the water. He received the Holy Ghost. He was talking in tongues. Everyone was going crazy. He came back Sunday night. And Sunday night, in the middle of the service, I looked back, and everyone was sitting. You guys are in a perfect, perfect demonstration of what they were doing. Sitting there just like this, except for him. He's in the back, leaning over the pew, and I can just see him shaking. I'm preaching. They're sitting. He's shaking. Walked back there to him. I said, you're right. He was just going, Jesus, I love you. I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. And he was holding on to that pew. I said, what is your name, by the way? He said, Philip. I said, Philip, what's wrong with you? He said, I've got a broken back. He said, it was crushed by a machine. He said, Phil, my chest. Inside of his shirt, he had this plastic cast that went all the way around his body, holding his back up. He said, the only way I can walk is to have this cast on. I said, you believe God can heal you right now? He said, preacher, that's why I'm worshiping him. I know he can. I said, Lord Jesus, what are we doing? Let's go. I got him all the way to the front. It took a long time. He finally got up there. I said, Philip, and he wouldn't even listen to me. He said, well, I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. I said, Philip, you believe God can heal you? He said, I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. And finally looked at me and said, I don't need this. And threw his cane on the platform and took his shirt up, ripped his cast off, threw it down, and started dancing all over the church. His back straightened up. He got a 2-for-1. He got the name of Jesus on his life, and he got healed. There's power in the name of Jesus. Just last weekend in Florida at the Easter drama, we were doing a little drama at the end. I was trying to do an altar call, and people came up, and we had like 12 get the Holy Ghost, and people were moving, and it was a great breakthrough, and church ended. Everyone left, and this one guy, and there you are back there, bro. With your hair messed up. I see you. He looked just like you, man. Had his hair just like that with his wife and little kid. And they started walking down the aisle. And they walked all the way to the front. Church was over. And I watched him. He was shaking. I said, oh. He got all the way to the front. And I said, what's going on? And he pulls out these cigarettes. And he said, I was like, oh, this is so awesome. He said, I want out. And I want out now. And he threw his cigarettes on the altar. Because it don't matter what has you bound right now. And in case you're thinking you've sinned too much for God to forgive you, the devil is a liar. I might as well get real with some of you that have a devil in your ear right now telling you it's not your day and you can wait. Don't you dare let the devil tell you you can wait to be baptized. You can wait till next Sunday and he'll make sure you're not here next Sunday. You can go out in that car right there and get in a car wreck 2 minutes down the road and die and go to hell forever. He came down, threw his cigarettes on the platform, said, I want out now. We just barely touched him. He started talking in tongues in Jesus' name. We baptized him and he got completely delivered. There is absolutely nothing. A few weeks ago in Frankfurt, you guys were there that night. We were in the service, and I walked to the platform up the side aisle. And as I'm walking the platform, I felt this demonic presence so strong that I hadn't felt. I got on the platform, and I was sitting there, and church had begun, and man, my head was hurting, and I felt such a demonic spirit. I looked off to the left, and there was a lady who didn't look like a lady, leaning over the pew, bound by a homosexual spirit, leaning over the pew, staring at me mad and angry. And I heard a voice, as I looked away, say, that's right, look away, I'm taking over this service right now. And so I was in the flesh, I was like, oh Lord Jesus, that's definitely a demon. Wow. So glad to meet you. And service took off and I preached and she's mad the whole time. Staring like this. And we got to the end. I said, all right, this is one thing the Lord's let me learn lately. On these baptismal services, here's my favorite thing to say. We are not dismissed till somebody gets baptized. Think that's bold and crazy. I've had some wild stories I could tell you in the last few months. Some wild 25 people coming at one time and some wild waiting 20 minutes for one person to come. And we waited and waited a few minutes that night. A couple came and a few more came. I think 8 came all together to the front. And then I was walking like this, and I felt the Holy Ghost get on me and turn and look at her and say, if you want to be delivered, you're going to have to move and do something about it yourself. And when we did that, she started shaking like a leaf. I mean, she was bound by it. She was shaking like a leaf. And they brought her to the front. And she didn't get up to the front 5 seconds. And God filled her with the Holy Ghost. And we baptized her, didn't we? In Jesus' name that night. What am I telling you? There is absolutely nothing God cannot deliver you from. There's absolutely nothing God cannot save you from. He died on the cross for everybody in this building. He shed His blood for everybody in this room. You gotta want to be delivered though. Stand to your feet. Are you ready? We're not dismissed. I prayed and said, God, if I have to fight for 20 minutes, I'll do it. And if I got to wait for an hour, I'll do it. But hear me, you will not go to hell on my watch. The only way you're going to hell is if you ignore everything I've been telling you all morning, all afternoon. You ignore this message, you can march your way straight there to the fire. That's awful bold, preacher. That's awful true. You want to go to heaven? I've told you the way. You want to go to hell? Ignore me. I started preaching that 2.5 months ago. I told the church this morning, in the last 2 months, since January 31st, we've seen 102 people get the Holy Ghost and 95 people baptized in Jesus' name. I am not playing games today. Prophetic stuff will move tomorrow. Gifts of the Spirit might move, but I am after some people that are on their way to hell right now. Last week, or a week and a half ago, I was in Chicago. Young man was sitting in the pew. Black kid, just big old muscled up kid, finally came to the front. I said, you need to be baptized. He said, you know who I am? I said, no. Do you know who Jesus is? He said, yes. I'm Pierre Thomas's cousin. I said, oh, the running back for the Saints that gets benched a lot. He said, yeah. I said, do you know who Jesus is? Your father. He said, all my life I want to be a football player, but I feel something I've never felt before right now. I said, come on, you want to be baptized? He said, yeah. We had to call his mom to see if he could get baptized. He waited for an hour. Could have walked away, could have went home. He said, I'm not going anywhere. I'm not going anywhere until I get baptized in Jesus' name. Kid's got everything going for him. Got an NFL career if he wants it, he said. But I'm telling you, he knew the greatest thing I could ever do is get washed in the name of Jesus. It don't matter how much money I make. If I want to be saved, I've got to be baptized. I've got to get the Holy Ghost. What we're going to do. You want to be baptized or get the Holy Ghost? I want you to come up here right now. It's always the young person that leads the way. All y'all, is it all right to come up here? Come on up here, y'all. Come up here. Let everybody see you. Come on up here. Come on up here. I'm so happy you guys are doing this. You guys are leading the way. For the rest of you liars out here, Jesus knows, and so do you. So guess what this mean preacher's going to do? He's going to wait, thank you, till you get honest. What can wash away my sin? Hallelujah. I'm feeling good. Look at this. We got a group already. Is that another one? Come on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I didn't come to have church. I came to have revival this week. Come on. Come on. Get him, Jesus. You're going to get the Holy Ghost, Bubba. You're going to get the Holy Ghost. Come up here. This is real to him. Look at this. This is real to him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He caught on a hoshata. I challenge every demonic spirit in this house to leave by the authority of the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I bind every spirit of fear and every spirit of doubt right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Let there be liberty for those that need to be delivered to move in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. That's right. That's right. Anybody else? Anybody? Thank you. That's it. That's it. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Kirk, you're about to get a workout, buddy.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus.
These are about to be your new family. These are about to be your new family. Come on, Bubba. Come on, dude. That's cool. We got a lot of kids up here. A few adults. I wish some more adults that would tell the truth out in the audience. Every time I've preached on baptisms in the last 2 months, every time, kids lead the way. That tells me one of two things. Either the adults don't feel they can be delivered because of all their stuff in their past, or they're not sure it's that important. But I'll tell you both answers. Yes, you can be delivered, and yes, it's that important. I could let it go right about now, but I think there's still a couple more. Y'all okay? Y'all all right? Man, Jesus is on you, man. Y'all all right? Y'all good? Don't be scared, all right? Good. Doing good? Hallelujah. Listen, I learned something a few months ago. You don't play games with the devil and get people out of hell. You got to talk straight to them. Hallelujah. Anybody else want to be honest? Only the blood of Jesus will do it. I believe when you get to heaven, you'll know why you got there. And I believe if you go to hell, you'll know why you went there too. Y'all all right? This is so fun. All right. Nobody else. Look at your neighbor one more time and ask him, have you been baptized in Jesus' name? Answer the question honestly. Okay. If they said no, ask them why. I'm not trying to embarrass anybody. I really am not. We're going to have. Look at the revival we're about to have tonight. All right. Don't move. How do you guys do this when you got 4,000 people only baptized? How do we get them? Where we go? Never had this many before. We're going.
We just sent somebody to Walmart to get some more towels, so we don't know what's going on.
Y'all okay? Y'all all right? We baptized.
Oh, sweet Lord. speak, Lord.
My spirit is growing. We have prayed and we have intercede. Now I thank God. Come to me, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as strong, I will
wipe it. Come on, somebody. You know what's awesome, guys? Every sin you've ever committed, every sin, every thought, every action, when you go down that water in Jesus' name, every sin of your past is gone forever. Everything you've done, the devil may remind you of, but in God's mind, it's completely gone. And if you mess up in the future, you don't have to be rebaptized. You have an advocate with the Father, the Bible says. Which means you just repent of your sins. Say, I'm sorry, forgive me of everything I've done wrong, Lord. It's washed away. Guess what we're going to do? We're all going to repent together right now. Okay? Everybody on the platform, everybody in the pew. Don't tell me you don't need to repent, because I'll bust it right now on that. Everybody in this building needs to repent every day. We're going to repent of our sins. That means we're going to turn away from some things we're doing wrong. You guys ready? Y'all with me?
Yes, sir.
Y'all mad? Okay, good. Good. Let's pray together. Jesus, forgive me of my sins. Forgive me for every thought. Forgive me for every action. Forgive me for every word. Forgive me for every sin of my mouth, every sin of my eyes, every sin of my heart, every sin of my mind. I repent of all my sins. In Jesus' name. Amen. Now see, God just forgave you. Now God's about to forget everything. You repent to be forgiven. When you're baptized, they go into remission. They're erased. I know there's more out there that I still haven't moved, so I think God's purposely holding the service up for you. Tick tock, tick tock. Thank you, Jesus, for mercy. Thank you, Jesus, when I didn't even think it was important. Thank you, Jesus. Anybody else want to be baptized? Anybody? Okay, if he wants to be baptized, he can come up here. Anybody else want to be baptized? This is uncomfortable because we're in a new dimension right now. Okay? We've broken into a new dimension. This is not one or two getting baptized. This is a mass. God's showing you what's about to happen in this church. There's an outpouring about to take place. All right. Anybody else? They got some towels right there. Okay. Let's start with a few here. Families first. Okay? You want this family right here? All right, let's go. Thank you, Jesus. Need the Holy Ghost out there.
Hallelujah.
I'm not expecting you to be honest about that if you won't be honest about getting baptized, so I don't know why I'm asking the question. But we're going to see some of them come out of the water, and when they come out, they're going to talk in tongues.
All right.
And God's going to give them the Holy Ghost. Will we be baptized or get the Holy Ghost? Will we be baptized? Anybody else? Hallelujah. Sometimes, you know what's awesome about this? is this is just like the book of Acts. They waited, the Bible said. They tarried. They tarried and waited. Come on. There you go. Come on. Don't be afraid. There you go. Because the longer you wait, the more power is coming. Hallelujah. Poor Brother Oliver and Brother Kirk are about to get the work out of their life. Let's sing a song and celebrate just a moment. We're about to have a bunch of babies in here. And the Bible said the angels throw a party when one sinner repents.
Right.
So if they're all going to get baptized, I think the angels are going to go crazy. I think the humans ought to match the angels. All right. Let's take them this way and just kind of get them off the platform. You guys can follow me. Everybody follow me. We're going to line up over here. They're going to direct you from there. Don't be scared. You're going to get the Holy Ghost.
Jesus said. Jesus said. Jesus said. Believe on me.
Hey!
Believe on me.
Stop. I thought I said celebrate. Some of you look like you're in a morgue. I mean, do we have the Holy Ghost? Have we been baptized? Can you like move? Come on. Can you just take a step? Come on. Get a little bit of life in you. Here we go. We're going down to the river. People are going to be baptized.
Jesus said it.
Let's go.
So believe on me. Believe on me.
Hallelujah.
Scripture said it. The Word of God said it. The Bible said it. The Scripture said it.
Get out of
your belly.
Get
out of your belly.
Get
out of your belly.
In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Everything go. There's one. Here we go. Here we go. The party just gets started. Here we go.
Believe
I've been redeemed. Just follow me down to the
shore.
Well, I stepped
in the water.
the wash away.
River.
Hallelujah.